Dylan trying to kiss Sunny. It's painful. He
oh,
couldn't
it's
even,
so painful.
He couldn't even drop it either. Like, it, hang your head and leave. He was like, how about a kiss on the cheek? No. How about this? No. Like, he was like, he just kept making it worse.
So you're not dating anyone?
So does that mean you're available?
So then I can do this.
Like, it was literally like eyes closed too. He's like,
yeah. She should have like just went like. Then he's like.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Below Dexpert. It's a podcast that recaps current Below Dex seasons with two Midwest millennial siblings. I'm Morgan.
I'm Lane.
And today we're recapping Below Deck Season 11, Episode 12, Bit of an Ick. Yeah, that's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, and you watched it on Monday night, and you texted me about it, and I was like, oh, God, I can't. I don't want to watch this. And then as soon as I saw it, I was like, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And I knew I called it so far in advance, too. Like, yeah. I called it at dinner.
At the dinner.
Yeah. Yep. I was like, he's getting this idea in his head, but it's like, I literally don't know what it is. Is it that he's just that awkward? Like, that could be an option, that he is literally just that awkward of a person. The second option could be, he's trying way too hard for the show.
Yeah.
Like, he's trying way too hard to get camera time, to hook up with somebody because that gets camera time. Like, that could be his total objective. And then the other part, or what was the third one I had in my head?
Not so easy remembering stuff, is it?
Dang, if I think of it, I'll say it. There was like a third option where it's like, he's just so uncomfortable. Like, but I don't think it's that.
I can't get in his head. I think he's just one of those people where you're like, yeah, I'm gonna, like, nice to talk to you, but I'm gonna avoid you for the rest of my life.
I know. Or again, that guy in the bar or whatever that you think, like, oh, he's cute, and then you talk to him for, like, 5 seconds, and you're like, oh, that's why you're still single.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's got to be one of the two. Number one, he's literally just that awkward. Number two, he's doing it for camera time. But I think actually, now that I say it again, I think the third option is viable too, that he's like really uncomfortable.
Could be. Yeah. That's like his default when he gets uncomfortable.
Yeah. But anyways, it's painful. So the way our episodes work is we start with a question for each other based upon this week's episode because we don't watch them together. And then once we get into the episode, we'll focus on about 2 to 4 main points throughout. We usually hit 3, so I don't even know why I say 2 to 4 anymore. The topics I have are Chef's continued struggles and then his eventual demise.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's a spoiler. You know, we should probably start saying that because we have gotten comments that say people don't watch the episode. They will literally just listen to us. So anyway. What?
It's a recap podcast.
Yeah, but like, remember how I said I listened to a like a true crime documentary recap podcast?
Mm-hmm.
I don't watch the documentaries.
Well, yeah, then there's no spoiler because you're not going to watch it.
Oh, that's true. Well, I guess I thought spoiler because like, Chef doesn't get fired right away. So we're going to talk about half the episode before it happens. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think they'll be okay.
Who do you guys agree with? I thought it was a little bit of a spoiler, but...
Like, are you like a spoiler for our episode?
Yeah.
We do it all the time.
Yeah. Anywho. And then Kyle and Barbie, which is like, oh, I can't wait to talk about. And then Dylan's awkward, painful debacle.
I had to watch that twice.
I had to watch it 3 times.
Oh, shit.
I know. Actually, I shouldn't say I had to. I watched it the first time, obviously didn't know it was going to happen. And then Brad wasn't, he was in the living room with me, but he was like looking at his iPad. And I was like, no, you have to watch this.
Yeah.
It's like required. Your eyes have to see it too, because my eyes had to see it.
Yeah, you have to feel the pain I feel.
Exactly. And so I had to rewind it that time. And then I took notes on it on Tuesday. So I had to watch it again.
Yeah, it's hard to watch.
Hard. Whew. Okay, so I have two questions. One of them's like more serious and one of them's like funny. Do you want me to ask one or the other or both?
Both.
Okay, which one do you want me to start with?
Funny one.
Have you ever done a shoey?
Yes.
Oh, God. Yeah. I would literally throw up.
I was going to bring this up, actually. I fucking hated it.
What shoe? What kind of shoe?
Sperry. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know that was a man's Sperry.
Yeah, it wasn't a woman's.
Woman's would be so much better than a man's.
Yeah, women take a lot better care of themselves.
Like, that would be like me having to choose between doing one out of mom's shoe and your shoe.
Oh, such an easy choice. You would die if you did it out of my shoe.
I know.
You would die.
I know. I would. That's why I'm like, I would literally gag. So when Fraser did it, I was like, I would have chugged any amount of drink you wanted me to.
Well, that's not even a shoey. That was like a luge.
Yeah.
Like that would be like me taking off this shoe and pouring a full beer into it and then drinking it out of the shoe.
That's a real shoey. Oh my God. That's...
And I did that and I did it once and I will never do it again under any circumstances.
Did you throw up?
No.
Oh my God. I would definitely
throw up. I was rushing fraternities at college, so I had to be on my A game.
Oh my God. So, okay. That was my funny question. Well, what do you think? Did Captain make the right decision with Chef?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, and it sucks because I really like Chef Anthony, but he just wasn't doing it. He wasn't producing.
Yeah.
He wasn't doing the job well. And Fraser at some point says he's not making meals to a super yacht level.
And he's not. He wasn't for the last two charters.
Yeah.
I actually was like, he lost his spark. And like, I was really sad for him because he made the, like, we kind of like laughed about it the first time he said it. But then the second time he said it, he was like, my food is not good when I'm really sad and I'm really sad. And I just really felt for him because like, they didn't really get into why he started struggling, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there were the first few charters, and correct me if I'm wrong, I know it hasn't been that long, but these episodes run together, his food was really good.
Yeah.
And it was super yacht standard. Yeah. And he was following the preference sheets. Mm. So, like, I know, like, at the beginning he had issues with, like, making the crew food, but I feel like that was, like, a very minor thing.
Yeah, and that's more of, like, I've just never worked on a boat before. I didn't really think about this.
Yes. Here's my one critique. I think Captain could have talked to him like he talked to him when he fired him sooner and said, like, what's going on? Like, rather than just pointing out the things he did was doing wrong, which of course you have to do that as well. Mm. But like, nobody really tried to sit him down and say like, what's going on?
Yeah. And I have it written somewhere in here, but I'll say it now. I think a charter or two ago, he should have sat him down, like you said, and just told him, hey, man, you're struggling.
Yeah.
Tell me how I can help. I need you to figure it out so I can figure it out. And then maybe, like, after charter, don't go out. Maybe sit down, get everything prepared, everything written out that you want to do for this charter. And then be, like, super, super ready for the charter. Mm-hmm. Get your head in the right space. And then I think you're going to flourish.
Yeah, but... I get what you're saying, yeah, and I agree, but my first question would have been, like, what has changed? Because you should be getting better, not worse, better in like, learning the systems, knowing how much time you have. Like, the more you do that, the better you will get at it naturally. It's not even something that needs to be worked at. It will happen. But it's like he had his reversed. Like, he was struggling on the fifth charter. Like, he probably just should have struggled on the first, getting used to. So that's what I don't understand, is like, he was okay with ordering the stuff at first and coming up with like the top tier creative fancy meals, and then just went backwards.
The only thing that I can think of is he was probably only getting 5 to 6 hours of sleep a night.
I know.
And I think... Over time, that just sends you down no matter who you are.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
If I had to bet, that's a big part of it, because I feel it. I feel such a big difference between even like 5 and 7 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd love to get 8. Obviously, like, that's the goal. But even like, I feel like any less than 7 for me, I totally feel a difference.
Yeah.
So that's a good point. All right. What you got?
I have three.
Dang. It's gonna be a long episode.
I think I'm just gonna do one though.
Okay.
The other two, eh. Is Fraser back on our good side?
That's a good question. Yeah.
I think so.
I respect him for the way things have gone with Barbie.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm comparing him to Toomey, he's much...
Actually listen to someone?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. We have to give him some grace because he didn't go backwards when Captain was like, no, like, you need to figure out and make this work. He wasn't... Toomey wouldn't have done that.
No.
Like, sorry. She wouldn't have.
No, I still hate her.
She would... Toomey would have literally been acting like she was trying to make it better, but wouldn't have been.
Yeah.
So, it would have all been backhanded stuff still, and... So I respect him for that. I also went back and forth with him with Chef. You know, at first we were like, he's really super supportive and like they get along so well. And then it totally flipped when he was like, this chef isn't cutting it. He's going to have to go. We're like, whoa, total 180.
Yeah.
And then it was more like, okay, he is trying to help him.
Every episode.
Every episode's got to happen at once. So, and then at the end, like, I know he was really sad. I know he was really sad that they couldn't make it work. But it was apparent that Fraser was doing more than he should have been as chief stew. Not in a bad way. Like, he was trying to help, but it just wasn't sustainable and it also wasn't working.
Yeah, and you could just tell that he was heartbroken that Chef had to leave.
Yeah, they all were.
But at the same time, he knew he had to. Mm-hmm. Just like Captain.
Yeah.
Like, you're not well right now.
Yeah.
And you need to get your head straight. You can't do that in a day between charters.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I think about these chefs all the time. Like, they do the most amount of work on the boat. I know they make more, but money doesn't save your sanity when you're only getting 5 hours of sleep a night at best.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that was a big part of it. All right, let's get into the episode. So... we start with the chocolate lava cake, which yeah. I said eventually comes out and it was fine. But then we get into the guests being trashy. Oh, that should have been another topic. These trashy guests.
Yeah, they do a few things where you're like, come on.
They do more than a few things in this episode that I'm like, really?
Yeah.
We already have the whole king and queen thing going.
Yeah, that's stupid. But then they do have a few valid points, in my opinion.
Okay, what are they?
Oh, like, just for example, when they ask Chef to his face, like, can we have lobster grilled cheese later?
I have a theory on that.
Okay. We'll get into that later.
Yes.
And then the tip, I kind of agree.
Yeah.
Because the food was not great. And I would have tipped more, but I get it.
We've talked about this. I think production has a set amount.
Yeah.
Just because of what I know, and I'm not an expert, but what I know is when they cast these people as guests, it's like a flat rate.
Yeah.
Nowhere, unless, again, maybe I don't have all the information. Maybe the tip is on top of that flat rate, but... anywho, we knew that was coming. It would have been a major surprise if they tipped well. That was just kind of the theme of this charter, was like, yeah. We knew that was going to happen. So before we get into what you were talking about, we have two different grilled cheese scenarios.
Yeah.
These people really wanted grilled cheese. Okay, here's my first bone to pick with this group of people, that they should have specified... So I know that the primary said she didn't eat pork. I'm with her on that. You definitely should have tried to find, I get that maybe it's not always accessible, but like, did nobody consider turkey bacon? Did you notice that they were talking about duck bacon or something else? And I'm like, would turkey bacon have worked?
I think they mentioned it. I think Chef mentions it like once and that he couldn't. It might not have been turkey bacon.
That's what I'm saying. I think it was duck and something else.
It was duck and beef. It was duck and beef that they couldn't get.
So maybe
at some point someone said turkey bacon, but Yeah, just get that.
I know. Just to have it. Even if it didn't state that. Whatever. So I get that concern. I would be upset about that too. Mm. The other part is, though, they should have specified that we love McDonald's. Yeah. Like, I think that would have set Chef up better. I don't know that he still would have done amazing on this charter because of everything going on. But if he would have known these people don't want tuna ceviche,
yeah,
he wouldn't have made the tuna ceviche. Yeah. And then I think he's very much, which we've seen, like, emotional. And so, it like, to be kicked when you're down, it was a cycle, you know, like,
yeah,
things just kept going wrong. So I think if I were that group, I would have been like, hey, I don't enjoy super exotic. Maybe that would have been a good word. Like, I don't enjoy super exotic food. I would like, you know, they were happy with steak and lobster.
Yeah.
And he could have ran with that and he didn't.
Yeah. Like, could have made some lobster rolls.
They could have had
steak sandwiches. Yes.
Lobster. Yeah.
Like,
anything.
Really, really nice burgers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So, I guess you can't really fault them for that, but I don't know. If I didn't want to try exotic stuff, I would specify that, because that's what you're going to get.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, they're in the Caribbean.
Right. So, back to the lobster. They're asking for lobster at 2 a.m., and they're, like, yelling at Barbie about it.
Yeah, and the one lady's, I'm sorry, but being a bitch about it.
Yeah.
Like, come on, it's 2 in the morning.
Right.
You think the chef is up and right. ready for you to go, like, ready
That's
for
what
whatever
I said.
You want.
Yeah.
Like, on a boat twice the size, probably.
Right. And that's what these people have to know. You can't tell me that people on these boats don't have never watched Below Deck, for example.
Oh, yeah.
You know the chef isn't awake 24/7. You know there's no other option. So why are you yelling at Barbie about it?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. So, but...
That's like that one meme where it's like, at airports, you should know there are extra planes with plenty of seats for you if you yell at low-level employees.
Yes.
It's like, you just can't, you know?
I know. And that's frustrating in and of itself. Like, when you're dealing with bad customer service and it's just like, I don't want to yell at you because I know you're literally just the person answering the phone, but I'm still so frustrated and the system itself is frustrating.
I know. And it's so hard to do that. Like, there was this one time where for both stupid reasons out of my control, both of my cards wouldn't work. Mm-hmm. Like my credit card and my debit card. And I was on the phone with my credit card company and she's like, yeah, you just can't use it until we send you another one. And I literally told her, I'm like, okay, Becky, I'm not mad at you, but this is fucking stupid.
I know.
She's like, honestly, I get it.
I know.
I'm like, all right, have a good day. Neither of us can do anything.
Right.
But yeah.
I know. And I feel that way. Like, what was it? I think it was Amazon one day. They were doing the bouncing me around thing. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, let me get you over here. This is where you need to be. And then you get over there and they're like, oh, this isn't where you need to be. This is where you need to be. And then you're transferred over there. And then you have to tell your story the same over and over and over.
I hate that.
And you feel like they're doing it on purpose. And I think they are sometimes.
Most of the time, yeah.
So that is the frustrating part where it's like, God, I don't know.
Yeah.
So Barbie says, I hope you choke on the sandwich.
I agree.
Did you pick that
sandwich,
up?
Sandwich, yeah.
Was she saying that on purpose? She was just saying...
I think that's just how she says it.
Sandwich is sandwich?
Yeah.
It truly didn't seem like she was joking, so...
And it wasn't like a different type of sandwich. It's not like the difference between ketchup and catsup. Like, it was just a sandwich, so I think that's just how she says it. I don't
know. Sandwich.
If we ever get to interview her, I would like to ask her that.
That's a good question. So she makes a Barbie's BLT. It didn't look terrible.
No, it looked like something you'd get at 2 in the fucking morning.
Exactly, at the diner that's open in the casino in Vegas.
Yeah.
That's not... I eat that. And it's at 2 a.m. when you're drunk, it's probably pretty good.
Yeah, I've seen my roommate eat a whole loaf of bread at 2 in the morning.
An entire loaf?
Yeah.
Of the, like, sliced bread or like bakery
sliced
bread?
Sliced bread. Yeah. Like Wonder Bread. He said he woke up with the bag, like, tucked into the back. Ow. tucked into the back of his shirt. I'm like, how'd you manage that? And he's like, I don't know.
Oh, my God. Right, well. I remember trying in college, one of my friends was really drunk, and we thought if you ate bread, it soaked the alcohol up. So nah. We were just shoving bread in her mouth.
Like, yeah, everyone thinks that. And then they just, 2 hours later, start puking up Wonder Bread.
I remember we literally were leaving, and we took the bag of bread from this house we were at.
Some dude the next day was like, what the fuck? Where's my bread? Like, where's my bread? This is stupid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Okay, so they seem fine with Barbie making them food, whatever.
Yeah, they're okay with it, whatever, who cares.
Yeah, so this is where we start seeing Kyle and Barbie.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Big fan.
Big fan.
Big fan.
I didn't realize.
Love Kyle, love Barbie.
Yes, yeah. I knew we were going to be big fans. Here's what I didn't realize. It's like, she has real feelings for him.
Yeah.
Not what you typically see on Below Deck, right? It's like, oh, yeah, maybe I'll hook up with him. And they're like on the fence of having this boatmance. But I don't get boatmance vibes from what Barbie's talking about.
No. She's really having a conundrum with it.
Yeah. So Kyle does say, she's so high strung, she's vertical, and I'm so laid back, I'm horizontal.
That was such a perfect way to put that.
It is. They are completely opposite in that way. So we'll get into more of that a little bit later.
I do want to say, though, Kyle played the long game, and it paid off.
Exactly. Well, that's what's called being a good guy.
Yeah, that's fair.
Gentlemen out there, that's what it's called. Not forcing anything and seeing what happens and actually enjoying a friendship with a girl.
Yeah.
It's not going to kill you to have a friend that's a girl that maybe you like and maybe you're going to see what happens. But
I feel usually it doesn't work out the way that it did with Kyle and Barbie, but yeah.
But like, why not have, if you like her... Mm-hmm. You like her, you think she's cool, right?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want to have her as a friend then? That was his mindset, was like, if I can't be with her, like, romantically, I still want to be her friend because I like her.
Yeah.
It's like, why do we have to make that distinction sometimes?
Yeah, no, that's usually how I play things, but right. I'm still single, is what I'm saying.
All right, well, doesn't work all the time.
No, I'm fine.
That might be a sound on here.
I'm fine.
Okay, so then my notes hop to the next day when they are going to go to the beach. Did I miss
Welcome
something?
Welcome to hell, bitches.
What?
Did you not catch that?
No.
Chef, like first thing in the morning, I can't do his accent well.
I know, it's French.
I can't do French. But like the first thing in the morning, he's like putting bacon into the oven and he's like, Welcome to hell. Bitches.
Who's he saying it to?
No one.
Oh, no, I didn't catch that.
I just thought that was funny.
But is there anything in between them getting ready to go to the beach?
Dylan and Zandy talking about Dylan's whole thing.
I skipped right over that because I do not give a fuck.
Basically, yeah, I'll give you a quick rundown. So Zandy is basically like, I'm like Dylan's older sister. Listen to his feelings. I want to slap him all the time. Dylan's explaining how he feels that we've seen in the last episode. He thinks he should have been lead deckhand.
Yeah.
Welcome. Thank you for watching my TED Talk.
The reason I said I didn't write it down is because I literally don't care. Because I just feel like he just wants camera time so bad.
Yeah.
And it's like, can we be done talking about this? Like, I don't know. It could be the producers too, so...
Yeah, and the only other thing is, like, Sonny and Ben are both defending, like, it wasn't just because that she is sleeping with the bosun. It's like, that's the wrong point to make.
Mm-hmm.
The right point is, she acts like a leader, she is a leader, make her a leader.
Right.
Dylan is the opposite of that.
Right.
That's all you gotta say.
That's it. That's a great way to recap that. We don't have to talk about it anymore.
I'd like to talk about it some more.
No, I'm
kidding.
Well, we'll have, of course, more with Dylan. Because at some point, too, doesn't he talk with
Ben?
Sonny. Well, both
and
of them.
Sonny, yeah.
Yeah. Again, we're not going to recap that each scenario. He talks to both of them. He says he's fine and over it. And bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah. Doesn't seem like he is, but he says he is. So that's about it.
Yeah. Whatever. Okay, so back to kind of some more chef struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Fraser, so tell me if you picked up on this, because I didn't, but I wasn't watching super intently. What was the reason Fraser said to Chef to not cook on the beach? Because it was going to take too long?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was just, it would be so much easier for him to cook on the boat and then heat it up on the beach because mm-hmm. he has an entire kitchen.
Right.
Sorry if you guys heard that. I just hit my microphone. rather than bringing raw ingredients to right. the beach to cook on something that's this big.
Yes.
Instead of an entire kitchen.
Got it. What was yeah. Chef's reasoning for not doing that?
He said he ran out of time.
See, and you just can't... The time's got to come from somewhere, so he just wasn't time managing properly.
Probably, yeah.
So, the mac and cheese looked really bad.
Yeah. Oh, that is a cardinal sin, if you ask me. On a super yacht, you are not allowed to use dry pasta.
Well, not only dry pasta, but like angel hair.
Yeah, you're not allowed to do that.
Spaghetti noodles for... mac and cheese.
Yeah, like if I know how to make pasta from scratch, they gotta make it pasta from scratch.
Yeah, he just was not time managing well.
I don't know what he was doing.
But it's really hard, right? Like, here's my thing. Could I do it? No. Do I know other chefs can? Yes. And that's what I'm saying.
It's like, a great way to put it, yeah.
I know it's hard. I couldn't do it, but people have. And so that was where he was lacking, is like other chefs have been very successful with their time management.
Well, and he had a lot of time. Mm-hmm. Breakfast wasn't that crazy. It was a normal breakfast.
Yeah.
And then he had all the time in the world. I don't remember what time they went to the beach, but it wasn't like an hour after breakfast.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And so, I mean, we're leading up to it. Fraser and Barbie are getting along very well.
They are.
It's great. I just have this random note. This must have happened on the beach. I think it did when they were eating or whatever, and Barbie calls her queen. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I would be so uncomfortable if someone called me queen.
Yeah,
it's so weird.
I'd be uncomfortable being called king or calling someone king. It's just like, why? But Fraser says something about it. And this is later on, so we won't have to go into it, but
I know what you're talking about.
He nails the nail on the nail.
Do you want me to say what I think you're gonna say?
Sure.
They don't feel important enough in life and they need to pay people to make them feel important.
Exactly what I was talking about.
So that, yeah, Fraser yeah. says that later on when they're taking paparazzi pictures of them.
Yeah.
At first I was like, okay. They're dressing up as celebrities. That's fun and funny. Mm. But then they come out dressed as a king and queen.
Yeah.
So, like, everybody else did the silly, funny part, and they were like, no, we're just gonna dress like king and queen.
The one dude nailed Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, he did.
He nailed it.
Their guests seem fun.
Yeah, like, they the primaries, like, could have, like, not come.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
It's usually like one way or the other, right? It's usually the primaries are cool and then the guests suck, or vice versa.
Fucking Jill.
Oh, don't go back there. All right, so
my happy place.
Like we already said, the beach doesn't go well. The mac and cheese is weird. It takes too long. They're like half an hour to an hour behind.
Yeah, and like he's making these thick cuts of beef steaks on a grill.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it, but it's gonna taste like dad made it.
Yeah, like, it's just not gonna,
for that thick of a cut you need an oven.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
They didn't show us everything. Maybe he did something crafty, like wrapped him in tinfoil and did something, who knows.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he definitely should have cooked on the boat.
So that didn't go well. I got nothing else about that until we get to them being cringy again with the paparazzi photos.
Yeah, it's just little stuff. Paris is coming off of a breakup. She got cheated on. Mm. Yeah, and then I'm at the fashion show / dinner.
So yeah, I just have tacky as fuck. Yeah. I think Fraser says that too. There's no more to say about that, really.
Yeah, we already talked about it.
All right, so let's hop into the dinner food.
Okay. We have crispy chicken Caesar salad.
All right. Thoughts?
And then there's a whole thing about how he's going to feed two different dishes to the same girl that are both chicken. Don't really know where that goes. It's kind of all over the place.
Yes, we never actually get what he does end up serving her, but I'm with Fraser on that. Don't give me chicken for both.
No, especially when I'm in the Caribbean. Well, she doesn't like fish, so who knows? She doesn't like vegetables, whatever.
Yeah.
But I do have something written down about the local Red Lobster potato au gratin.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you say that. And the white wine lemon sauce.
Okay.
First of all, I would eat as much of this as I could until I explode. But the next actual rational thought I had was red snapper is a perfect fish to pair with white wine lemon sauce. The meat is sweet and mild in flavor and would pair well with a tangy slash sour and somewhat bitter white wine lemon sauce. Having those flavors on top of a creamy, cheesy potato au gratin, in theory, would be delicious.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm assuming these guests are going to find a way to complain about it.
Yeah. I don't think they actually do, though.
They don't.
Besides the... Well, no, they didn't complain about anything at this dinner. I don't think.
Yeah. Well, they might have, but we didn't see it.
Right. But what are your thoughts on the crispy chicken Caesar salad?
I can get that anywhere.
I was going to be more specific. I love a good chicken Caesar salad.
Oh, yeah.
How would you feel about being served it on a yacht?
I'd be like, yeah, come on.
Yes. As much as I like chicken Caesar salad, I'd be like, really?
Well, like for us, it would be like getting a burger on a yacht in the Caribbean.
You're right. So these guests loved it. So really, he's doing what we told him he should do.
That's fair. Yeah. I didn't even really put that full thought together.
Mm-hmm.
But for us, we'd be pissed.
Right.
They probably loved it.
I wouldn't have been pissed, but yes. So two different things. They loved it. It was the right decision for them. But anybody else would have been like, a chicken Caesar salad?
Well, there's no unknown thing to us there.
Right.
The only thing is like homemade dressing where you can get that any nice place.
Yeah.
Everything else is standard.
Yep.
You know, you can't zhuzh up like lettuce or Parmesan cheese or, I mean, the chicken.
Yeah, it's only so much you can do.
Yeah.
And then for dessert, they had a raspberry mille feuilles.
Why the fuck are you?
I know, I wish I could say it. I'm really bad at French. I've never really even tried, but it's French.
Love how I did an Italian accent.
Gosh, I almost want to like play it out loud. Let me try to play it out loud. While I'm doing that, though, the funniest part about them getting served dessert was that girl eating it like a sandwich. I was like, girl, it's not designed to be eaten.
Yeah, man. They gave you a fork and a knife for a reason.
I was dying, and she just grabs it and is like, like it's a giant burger. You know, or something. That would be
dad too.
Yeah, I was like, wow.
Why would I cut it? This is small enough. I can just swallow it.
My actual note says, "Not sure it's designed to be eaten like a sandwich, but go off, girl."
Hey, it's your vacation.
All right, let's see. How do you go on Google and make it say out loud? Hold on, I'll go to Wikipedia. That's what happens, right? They that make you say it out loud.
Just do...
Oh, anyways, isn't there a way? Dang it.
While you do that, I will continue on to the next note.
Okay.
After dinner, the primary asks for him to make lobster grilled cheeses.
Yes.
Prepare them and have them ready to go for later that night. And he does say lobster grilled cheese, but Chef heard.
Mm-hmm. My theory was language barrier. Not in that like Chef doesn't know English, but think about how he said that. He said something like lobster grilled cheese. To us, English is our first language. We can pick up people mumbling. We can pick that up. But think about... if someone's speaking to you like, hola, ¿cómo estás? Versus, hola, ¿cómo estás?
Yeah. It could have been lots of grilled cheese is what he heard.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I think it was.
Yeah, and then he was like, well, I'm not just going to give him grilled cheese. We'll make paninis. Yep. I'll put meat in there and tomatoes. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. And Chef never said that's what it was, but he said he didn't say lobster. So
yeah, and Chef, I love him. He doesn't really make excuses. Mm-hmm. He owns up to everything.
Right.
And at first I was like, oh shit, he's lying about it at this point.
But yeah.
He probably literally heard lots of grilled cheese.
Yes.
Wow. That's a good theory.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I'm right. All right, guys, ready? I found it. I'm going to turn it up as high as we can.
Mille fouille.
That's easy. One more time.
Mille fouille.
That's easy.
Yeah.
Now I know. Will I remember it? No.
No.
Probably won't. So they woke Chef up, and I think that was the right call.
Oh, yeah.
Because the reason they did it was they did not want Chef to get in trouble in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And
the guests definitely would have said something.
Right. Which they already kind of did, but they didn't specify on that because mm-hmm. that would have been the main point. Didn't end up helping him in the end.
But yeah, it was definitely the right call to wake him up.
Yeah.
And I think he handled it well.
Right.
He woke up, did it, cooked it, brought it out, said, they were like, we didn't want to wake you up. And he's like, oh, no worries, guys, no worries. And then even Barbie and Kyle are both like, sorry, we didn't want to wake you up. He's like, do it anytime.
Yeah.
And I think he knew as well, like, I would have been in trouble.
Yeah.
But did you catch he only went to bed 25 minutes earlier than when he woke up? And it was 1:30.
Yeah, no, I didn't catch that. But I caught that they woke him up, around 1:30, and then he ended up getting back in bed around 2.
Yeah.
So
he got like 4, maybe 5 hours of sleep.
Yeah, it's not
enough. And that was normal to him.
I know. Yeah, it wasn't enough. So I guess let's just wrap that up with the tip is bad. I have more Dylan and Sunny stuff, but I'll come back to that. The guests are gone finally. They point out the food wasn't great. The tip is bad. It's $17,250. Chef gets called, or I guess Captain and Fraser have a conversation like, yes, it's time. Chef gets called up to Captain. They have a good conversation. You know, at first Chef is denying, I don't know what you're talking about. Which I think he knew he was lying in a way, but I think he was reaching for someone. This is just my theory. I think he was reaching for someone to say what's going on.
Mm.
And I don't think anybody really, maybe people did, like maybe him and Fraser had conversations, maybe whatever, maybe we didn't see it, but, I just felt really bad because I looked at him and I'm like, I feel like he just wants somebody to be like, what's going on, bro? In a way, Captain said, like, you're great. This isn't about you. This isn't just the right fit. It ended up being okay. But any other thoughts on that conversation?
I think when he was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I thought it up until what you said. I thought he was just lying, trying to cover it up. But I think it was more of like a pride thing.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm fine. Yeah. It's fine. Everything's fine. I don't know what you're talking about. I agree. I'll get over it.
That's how I took it. Yeah.
And I didn't really take it that way until you said that. But yeah.
Especially with the fact of it is true. He never complained. He always did what he was asked. He was really good at taking feedback. And I think that's where he was like, that's not enough. Like, I'm shocked that I feel like I haven't done anything, because he really hadn't. It just wasn't up to the standard. They saw him struggling and he just wasn't figuring it out on his own.
Yeah.
It wasn't a good fit.
I think he'd still be on the boat if he paid more attention to the preference sheets,
mm-hmm.
because that's more of a problem rather than like, oh, this food isn't perfect.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
but it's more of a problem when you give, you know, someone pork when they say they don't want pork. That's right. Just like a 101, it seems, to being a chef.
Yes. Or, yeah. Yeah. So, anyways, everybody's really sad to see him go. We're sad to see him go. I hope he's okay. I really was concerned for him. Everybody loved him. He seemed like a really good guy. So, hopefully, really cool. Hopefully we see him being successful.
I hope he comes back on Below Deck.
Yeah, it's possible.
He said he wanted to.
Yeah.
He said he was going to come back like a motherfucker.
Well, that could have meant like I'm going to come back to boats in general, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, well, I mean, we'll see.
Give it a couple years. We'll see him again.
Not impossible. So... Everybody, yeah, Barbie. I just have Barbie going around telling everyone was kind of funny when she was like vacuuming. And she's
I
like,
was just gonna say that was the one of the funniest things. She goes into the room where Sunny's just sitting there on her phone.
Yeah,
and Barbie's like, "Chef got fired,"
and then she keeps vacuuming.
Yeah, and Sunny's like, and Barbie's like, and just starts vacuuming again. It cracked me up.
I know, it was really funny.
It was so funny.
Oh man. So, the only other thing I had, and this was Dylan, who I don't even want to talk about, but this was my note. I said, I'm not exaggerating at all. If they have Dylan on another season, I would consider not watching.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Like, I can't take the awkwardness, because what, he had another thing where he thought he just had the most clever thing in the entire world. He, like, rhymed or something.
Yeah.
It was, that was painful to watch, too.
It was like him rhyming, like, man with can or something.
Right.
He's like, oh my god, did you guys see that? It's like, yeah, dude.
You're not Taylor Swift, like, rhyming.
Fucking relax. Like, don't write an album, Nickelback. Jesus.
Did you see Taylor Swift? What was the rhyme people keep saying? She rhymed... Grand Theft Auto with Aristotle. That's a good rhyme.
I'd love to know the context of that.
Oh, well, listen to the song.
I don't want to.
Well, there you go. Then you'd know the context.
Well, shit.
All right, so now we're on the night out. I said, pool at a restaurant? I'm tempted.
That's pretty cool.
I couldn't decide. I was like, pool at a club? It's not a club.
No.
Pool at a bar? It's not really a bar. It's pool at a restaurant. That's a new one.
You know, I think it was more of a bar than a restaurant.
Yeah.
Because they had like fries, popcorn, shrimp, yeah, stuff like true. That. I think it was more of a bar.
Yeah.
But I'm down. I'll be there all day. I don't care.
The only thing about being a girl, here's what sucks about being a girl. Guys can like throw on swim trunks, jump in, get out, put their clothes back on and be fine. Mm-hmm. Our hair and makeup, like, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not above it. I never wear makeup on this podcast, and
I do
never do my hair. But on a night out, you gotta, yeah, you can't do both. Unfortunately,
yeah,
I'd have to make a decision.
That does suck.
And then what was that?
I don't know. Let's just keep rocking and rolling.
You just never know what's going on in my house outside of this door. So I've Sunny literally just being nice to Dylan, and he's taking it the wrong way.
Yeah.
She's just trying her best to be nice.
You know what Dylan acts like?
What?
A homeschooled kid. That is exactly how he acts.
It's true.
It just hit me. I don't know if you've said this before or if I've said this before, but that's exactly how he acts.
Like he's...
He just doesn't understand social cues.
He doesn't.
Because he wasn't around kids.
Right.
He doesn't... Yeah, he was never bullied.
I know. Well, he was. He did talk about being bullied.
Okay, so he was bullied?
He was bullied because he was overweight. But he wasn't homeschooled, I don't think.
Yeah, but now he's ripped.
I know. And I think maybe that has done something to him. Like, here's a theory. It's like, okay, if he was the chubby, not so great looking kid growing up in school... And now he looks like a 180 of how he looked then. He hasn't adjusted his personality.
That's what it is. That's exactly what it is.
Or he's trying to overcompensate.
No, that's exactly what it is. He dropped the weight, kept the personality. You're on fire tonight with theories.
Thanks. The only thing we have of the night out left is, Zandy and Ben swapping outfits. And I said, truthfully, that jumpsuit fits him perfectly. It looked like it was made for him.
He was rocking that thing.
Like, the pants were just long enough. If you're not a girl who's tried on a jumpsuit, you don't understand that, like, even I can't find jumpsuits that, like, fit my portions because I'm so tall. So the fact that like the upper body and the lower body was perfect to his portions, that's impressive.
That was hilarious.
It was.
But like when Xandi had it on, if she sneezed, it was going to fall off.
I was going to say that. I was like, you couldn't avoid.
She puts a lot of trust into her clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I also noticed that.
Which, like, do your thing, but I'm like, it's bound to happen.
Yeah.
I think it already has. I don't know. But, the other thing was Dylan daring Barbie to kiss a guy.
Yeah. And then she didn't, which I was like, good for you, girl. Like,
yeah.
Don't. And that just goes to show again, it means more to her than, like, most people.
Yeah. Because
if that was, like, Sunny and Ben when they first started liking each other, Sunny would have jumped on that in a second.
Yeah.
So, or Dylan would have jumped on kissing Paris or whatever. Like, basically, like, Barbie took the mature route.
Yeah. I really like Paris. She's cool.
Yeah. I like her, too, with the little we got to see of her this episode.
Yeah. I always like to throw in the people that we forget.
Well,
if they're not mentioned in the episode. Right. Much.
Like, Paris, yeah, hasn't had much.
She's just hanging out.
Yeah. And Kyle really hasn't either, besides with Barbie.
Yeah.
But that goes to show those are the cool people, honestly.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we already talked about this. I'm not doing it again. Dylan trying to kiss Sunny. It's painful. He couldn't even drop it either. Like, hang your head and leave. He was like, how about a kiss on the cheek? No. How about this? No. Like, he was like, he just kept making it worse.
Yeah. God, I've never, ever been in that position.
No, and I've been a girl in that position. As a girl, we've all been there where you're like, he's going to go in for the awkward kiss. I got to decide like whether I'm going to let him or not. And of course, Sunny was like, nope, like not happening. But
well, and even like the temptation to start drama for the show and get more airtime, she still didn't take that.
Well, no. I don't think that matters to her like it matters to him. That's my theory on it. But
true.
Yeah. I mean, I think we know.
It was so hard to watch.
It was so hard to watch.
So hard.
So I'm gonna stop talking about it, but
So you're not dating anyone?
So does that mean you're available?
So then I can do this.
Like, it was literally like eyes closed too. He's like,
yeah. She should have like just went like then he's like,
oh my god. It was like, oh my god. Like, we didn't even talk about this point though. He was just talking shit about her.
Yeah. Like a day before.
And she kind of says that in her interview. Like, he does not know how to flirt, for one. Number two, talking shit about people isn't flirting.
Yeah.
Dylan, maybe we just want to help.
Dylan. Like,
there's a lot of work to be done. And
Just give me a call. Right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what you're doing wrong. Or, you know, just watch our podcast.
Jesus.
Load Experts on all platforms.
So, just to wrap it up, then, Barbie and Kyle hook up in the bathroom.
Yeah.
There's no denying that.
No.
No denying that, so.
And we're all happy for them.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, we're fine.
But.
Like, Kyle gets a dub, and he's with the girl that he likes.
Yeah.
She seems to like him. But then on the coming up next week,
I have Barbie is upset because her dad, and I was like, come on.
And I get it from her perspective. I understand why she would be freaking out. I don't understand it from her dad's perspective. Like,
he's with a sex therapist.
I don't get that.
That's why I think is this like a fabricated thing? Because I don't know. I don't think anybody who's too uptight is going to be with a sex therapist and not conform a little bit, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you don't stay completely opposites like that. You like learn from the person. And
well, yeah, and she's also, I don't believe she is, she Jewish?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
but she is like newly Jewish, right?
That's a good question.
I don't think she was her whole life. I could be dead wrong, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But I just remember her talking about, like, going to the Wailing Wall and, like, understanding it and all that.
God, I don't remember, but I do recall that. But like now, I'm thinking like, well, her being, yes, okay. I was gonna say her hooking up with Kyle has nothing to do with her being Jewish, so that would make sense then, because she's not like my dad's this strict Jew or whatever. Mm. Like that, those two weren't
true. Together. Yeah.
So yeah. You could be right, but it's more about her dad as who he is.
Yeah, and I think I was trying to make a different point, but I kind of lost track of it and I forgot. But the only other thing on the next on is Fraser and one of the guests.
Yes, potentially.
Yeah.
And it's the Christmas episode.
Yeah.
I would love to be on a boat like this during Christmas.
Yeah.
Especially because it sucks here.
Yeah.
Usually, but.
I mean, the snow is fine until.
December 26th.
Yeah, December 26th, and that fucking sucks.
Yeah.
And then the weather sucks until, like, next month.
The worst month, in my opinion.
February.
It's a close tie between February and March. Because here's what I hate about March. I've always liked March as a kid because it's my birthday. But as I get older, you care less and less about your birthday. So you just realize the month itself sucks. Mm-hmm. Is that March always comes with it this tiny sliver of hope.
Yeah.
And it never gives it to you.
No.
It's always cold and rainy and dark and windy.
Yeah. And it's always like, hey, it's 50 degrees.
Start
cracking out those shorts.
Yep.
And tomorrow it's 14 degrees snowing, and tomorrow it's going to rain, so you can't drive for 3 days. Yes. It's like sick.
Like, at least with February, you kind of know what you're getting.
Yeah, it's all shit.
You don't have any hope in February, but then March gives you that little bit, and then it rips it right out, and you're like, see, that's why my theory's March.
Yeah, and then even April, we're like, come on, just get fucking warm. I'm tired of paying for heat.
And the wind.
Yeah, and the wind. Relax.
Relax. Like, a nice day, 50-mile-per-hour winds.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, hey, it's 65 degrees, and you're like, oh, sweet.
You walk outside, you're like...
Holy shit!
You try to go for a walk, you look like SpongeBob in the pizza episode.
Yeah.
It's exactly what Brad and I were doing yesterday. We looked like that walking.
It's like that Jackass...
yeah, the skit big
with
fan.
They're behind an airplane.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah, and they're just like walking. And like, it's like how you walk out the front door in April. It's stupid.
So I have an idea. Comment your least favorite month of the year as the secret word.
Oh, good idea.
That's a good idea, right? Because some people hate different months.
Yeah.
Like some people hate August because it's so hot, depending on where you live, too. Like August in Arizona is arguably your worst month.
Yeah. And relate it with, like, you don't have to tell us where you're from, but, like, relate it with the weather and why it sucks where you're from.
Yes, yeah, the climate where you're at.
Yeah.
Because, like, what would be the worst month in Florida? That would be, like, probably hurricane month, September.
No. Well, Andrew's a different breed. He likes hurricane season. He likes to watch hurricanes.
Well, as long as they don't kill you, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, they're easier. You know what? Never mind. Yeah, he's a weirdo. He's like one of those dads that walks outside during a tornado.
Yeah.
Like
everybody in the Midwest does that.
Yeah.
Unless you hear like a train coming, there's no tornado. You don't have to go.
Yeah, but when the sky turns green, I would like to be in a basement.
Yeah. It is nice having a basement. You don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, I don't really have a reliable one.
You do. You have a basement. It's just scary.
No, I think my house is going to fall on me. That's why I always go to my mom and dad's when there's a tornado watch.
Well, arguably, too, your laundry room is pretty, would be a good room.
Yeah.
Well.
Probably not.
Anyways.
I'd probably get stuffed into the washer
by a tornado. Yeah, that would happen.
I wouldn't fit.
All right, guys. This was a fun episode. I was really looking forward to doing this one. I hope they continue to be this good.
Yeah.
I've really enjoyed these past couple episodes and, did you see Below Deck Med coming back June 3rd?
Hell yeah.
With, do you see who it's with?
No, I didn't see it.
Aisha.
Hell yeah. Wait, on Med?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
With Captain Sandy.
Oh shit.
Yep. They were like, get to me out of here. They're like, she can't come back. And Aisha's just going to
get her out of there.
Aisha's just going to take over every franchise piece by piece because she's the best.
That's fine.
I know. So I'm excited about that. I think Aisha's the only returner. If she isn't, they haven't shown us another returner besides Captain Sandy, of course.
Well, yeah.
So.
We don't really need all that. No, we just need Aisha.
Yep, that's it. That's fine. Just Aisha. And all right. Captain Sandy. So we probably won't have much of a break between the end of Below Deck and Med. I mean, I believe it's June 3rd, and it's already almost May. Yeah. I think we have 5 episodes left after today. My numbers could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's 5. So that would bring us right up to June 3rd. We might have 1 week between, but maybe not.
Well, you know what the end of the season means.
A Q&A.
Drunk Q&A.
Yep.
Coming at you.
I know. I wish they'd give us a break to give you guys more content, but man, they never take a day off.
Nah.
You know what day might not have an episode is Memorial Day. Usually on holidays, they don't, for some reason.
Drunk Q&A coming at you.
Potentially. So.
Definitely coming at you.
At some point.
Coming at you.
All right. We will see you guys next week. Thank you so much.
We'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, everyone. Lane here. I just wanted to pop in and say that me and my sister had a really funny back and forth before we actually started recording the actual episode. As many of you know, I can't memorize lines, and my sister wanted me to try to do the intro that she does every week. And I didn't want to put it in the beginning because it'd be confusing for a lot of people. So here it is at the end. Hope you enjoy. Hope you think it's funny.
Dang it, my computer's out there. Great. Now I'm going to have to see her.
Ah, jeez. For the Below Dexperts fans out there, they're keeping me hostage. I can't leave here. I have to do this podcast every week, otherwise they hit me with a cattle prod, which is like a taser on a stick. Please help. Call somebody. Hey!
Oh, no.
I was just warming up my voice.
You should do the intro today.
Oh, God. I don't even know our intro. I've heard it 1,000 times.
Here, you want me to send it to you real quick?
Oh, shit.
I'll send it to you in text real quick.
Do I have to?
Yeah, you should. Jill, just try it a couple times. You didn't get here as late as normal, so.
Fair. Now I'm being punished for being on time.
Exactly.
Son of a bitch.
It's literally like sentences.
The door was unlocked. Son of a bitch.
Got a bit of a cough because of, I think, allergies.
Didn't ask.
Okay. You think you can handle those 3 sentences?
No.
I won't even make you say the way our episodes work part. I'll just make you say the beginning. Ready?
Welcome back to the Fallout TV show recap podcast. I'm Lane, and all I want to talk about is Fallout. As you can see on my shirt, I fucking love the show. And I've told everyone watch it. And I love the video games.
Yeah, you didn't say how much you love the video game before the show.
I would die for the video games.
Mm-hmm.
I would sell multiple family members to get the next one.
Is there going to be another one?
Yeah.
Wow. When's it coming out?
Not for a while.
Mm.
Probably like 2028, which sucks.
That's so far away.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do this.
Okay.
Don't say, "and I'm Morgan."
That's what's tripping me up.
You want me to switch it and send it?
Nah. Okay. No, I'm good. All right. Are you ready?
Been ready.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you wanted to look at the camera or anything.
I will. When you start talking.
I'm just going to give it a go. Welcome to Below Dexpert, a podcast that recaps.
You said welcome to Below Dexpert. You were close, but.
I had the next line too. I had it locked and loaded. Damn it. This is going at the end of the podcast. I'll tell you that for free.
All right. You can do this.
Hi, Below Dexperts. We're Below Dexperts. That doesn't make any sense. I feel like you usually say that, but it doesn't make any sense.
Are you being serious?
No. Yeah.
All right. You know how many times you want to try?
Three more.
All right. It's getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
With the way I look.
You just weren't believing in me, and it really took a toll on my mental health.
I
know.
I originally said you could do it because I was like, yeah, you just do it to mix it up. And then you're the one.
You know I can't memorize lines. I do everything off the cuff.
All right. Here we go.
Welcome to Below Dexperts, a podcast that recaps current Below Dex seasons. I'm Lane.
And I'm Morgan.
And welcome to Below Dexperts. I panicked.
Let's take bets on how many words Lane can memorize in a sentence. I think it's probably only four.
I was just going to say that I top out at four. We've seen this before. That rhymed. That was off the cuff.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah. Am I doing it or are you going to take over?
Do you want one more try?
I want one more try.
Okay. All right, here we go. Good thing I'm not wearing any makeup. I just showered before this.
Are you crying?
Yeah, my eyes are like watering and they're itchy now.
All right.
All right.
I can hear it in my head. I can hear you saying it, but when I start talking, it's...
all out the window.
Welcome to Below Dexperts, a podcast about the current Below Dex season with two Midwest... Damn it! I almost had it! I almost had it! Damn it!
Okay, go again, go again.
Okay, all right. Welcome to Below Dexperts, a podcast that recaps current Below Dex seasons with two Midwest millennial siblings. You always go first. That one's not on me.
What? I always go first because I'm the one saying it.
Well.
Okay, do it again. Do you want me to say my name first?
At this point, you just do it.
Okay, all right. Well, that was fun.
Yeah, that'll be at the end of the episode.
All right.